My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face, I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Punny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, and I think I like it. Oh, I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. Through my painful pursuit, somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossibly cute. God, what do I do? Mother always said be kind to strangers, but she doesn't know what they destroy. I can feel the clear and present dangers when she learns that the boy has got me pulled in a new direction. And I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. But this feeling I know is impossible, so I'll confide that I try it, but I can't.
Things
my heart still needs to know. Yes, let this be your sign. Let this road be mine. Let it lead me to my past and bring me home at last.
And that was Journey to the Past from Anastasia. Now, I want to talk about Anastasia for a little while because I don't know whether you've heard, but it is being adapted into a Broadway musical, which is great. I love the story of Anastasia, and the film, although it scared me as a child, I do really enjoy it, and I think it will make a fantastic musical. It's got some gorgeous music in it already. And the performances are set to begin on March the 23rd, 2017, and then will officially open on April the 24th. But they have come across a bit of an issue. According to the New York Post, an heir of Marcel Moret, who wrote a 1952 play called Anastasia, wants to stop the show until an agreement on licensing can be made. Oh dear. So they have come under fire of a plagiarism lawsuit, basically. And obviously with only a few months until the opening is due, that is not the ideal situation. But if they are, you know, if there is plagiarism in there, then what can you do? And it's actually, I think it's quite nice to see a musical coming from a film. So as I mentioned, Anastasia is a film, and they are now developing it into a Broadway musical, which has happened before with Newsies. And ironically, Newsies is about to go back to screen. So a performance of Newsies has now been filmed, and it will be played in cinemas in early 2017. So they're not adapting it into a movie, they're literally filming the stage musical and bringing it to cinemas, which I just think is great. I've never seen Newsies, I've not been lucky enough, but I know some of the songs from it. And personally, I think this is really good. I love the fact that people can access musical theatre more easily now. If you can't afford to go to the West End or if you can't afford to go to Broadway, you can watch it in the cinema. And I think it's great. I saw Billy Elliot live last year and I thought that was incredible. Gave me the chance to see it again. I just think it's so good making it more accessible to more people. But yeah, so Newsies will be out in cinemas in early 2017, and this is Watch What Happens from Newsies.
Write what you know, so they say. All I know is I don't know what to write or the right way to write it. This is big, lady, don't screw it up. This is not some little vaudeville I'm reviewing. Poor little kids versus rich, greedy, sour pusses. Huh, it's a cinch! It could practically write itself, and let's pray it does. Because as I may have mentioned, I have no clue what I'm doing. Am I insane? This is what I've been waiting for. Well, that plus the screaming of 10 angry editors. A girl? It's a girl! How the hell is that even legal? Look, just go and get her. Not only that, there's a story behind the story. Thousands of children exploited, invisible. Speak up, take a stand, and there's someone to write about it. That's how things get better. Give life's little guy some ink, and when it dries, just watch what happens. Those kids will live and breathe right on the page, and once their center stage, you watch what happens. And who's there with her camera and her pen? As boys turn into men, they'll storm the gates, and then just watch what happens when they do. Picture a handsome, heroically charismatic, plain-spoken, know-nothing, skirt-chasing, cocky little son of a... Lie down with dogs and you wake up with a raise and a promotion. So he's a flirt, a complete egomaniac. The fact is he's also the face of the strike. What a face, face the fact. That's a face that could save us all from sinking in the ocean. Like someone said, power tends to corrupt an absolute power. Wait, corrupts? Absolutely, that is genius! But give me some time, I'll be twice as good as that 6 months from never. Just look around at the world we're inheriting and think of the one we'll create. Their mistake is they got old. That is not a mistake we'll be making. No, sir, we'll stay young forever. Give those kids and me the brand new century and watch what happens. It's David and Goliath, do or die. is on, and I can't watch what happens. But all I know is nothing happens if you just give in. It can't be any worse than how it's been.
Though their sad power may prevail, can possess, conquer my country's heart, they rise to fail. She is eternal, long before nations' lines were drawn. When the flags flew, when the army stood, my land was born. And you ask me why I love her through wars, death, and despair. She is the constant. We who don't care, and you wonder, will I leave her? But how?
Was Anthem from Chess the Musical, which will always have a nice little place in my heart because I performed in Chess the Musical when I was younger and it was just amazing. And the boy who sang that song was one of my best friends at the time and just sang it so well. And yeah, it just gives me the little tingles, that song. But I now want to talk about, obviously it's Christmas time, there are a lot of pantos going on, so I'm going to talk about a few of them now. First things first, I think we need to address Stacey Solomon. So she is currently in Dick Whittington in Milton Keynes playing the fairy, and she was caught basically on her first show, the press show of all shows, reading her script on stage from a clipboard. Basically, she had just got back from the jungle where she'd been presenting on I'm a Celebrity Extra Camp. So she'd just flown back from Australia, she was tired and jet lagged. And she only had 2 hours of rehearsal time before going on stage, which I just think is so terrible. Like, I understand that she obviously couldn't learn everything in those 2 hours, hence the clipboard, hence the script. But if you know you're not going to be able to commit to rehearsals, why commit to the show? It just doesn't make sense from her point of view, from her manager's point of view, from the theatre manager's point of view. Like, surely everyone within that situation thought that was a bad idea. Like, surely. And a lot of people online have been saying that they feel bad for her understudy, who will have had to stand in through every single rehearsal, and then she comes back and goes on stage with a script, even though there's someone who's probably trained for 3 years and is very talented, just sort of sat there knowing what they're doing, but not being able to do it because she has to do it. And it must be so frustrating. And people have paid £42 per ticket for this show as well. It's not like a cheap panto. So you just think, oh, maybe she should not have gone on stage. Maybe she should have said that she would join the run a week later when she had had time to rehearse and to learn all of her stuff. But obviously what's done is done, and I have heard that she is now off script, and I'm sure she's doing a fine job, but it is very frustrating, I think, to see people reading off their script on stage. It's just not very professional, and it's a shame. But we are going to have a bit more panto talk after the next few songs. So for now, enjoy On the Steps of the Palace from Into the Woods.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs, and I'm caught unawares. Well, it means that he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. All right, what do you want? Have to make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? Should I give that a thought? What would be his response? But then what if he knew who I am when I know that I'm not what he thinks that he wants? Or then what if I am what a prince would envision? But then how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which I don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe, out of sight, and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right, but you know that you'll never belong? And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's my first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but I've stalled long enough, cause I'm still standing stuck in the stuff on these steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Though at home they don't care, I'll be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So I'll pry up my shoes. Wait, though, thinking it through, things don't have to glide. I know what my decision is, which is not to decide. I'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who'll be stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And I've learned something too, something I never knew. On the steps of the palace.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world. I never knew, but when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Unbelievable sight, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky.
Dare close your eyes. hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn a circle,
with new horizons.
Every moment pursue,
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
A Whole New World from Aladdin, which is a beautiful song. It's one of the nicest duets in any Disney film. And obviously, Aladdin is a very popular panto, and we are going to be going back to talking about panto quickly now. So, The Stage have recently released their best pantos of 2016. So, I'm going to give you a few of them, because we talked about how Stacey Sullivan in Milton Keynes might not be the one to go to, as she did not know her lines. But there are some good pantos around that we should support and we should go and see. So, Snow White at the Empire Theatre in Liverpool, Jack and the Beanstalk at the Theatre Royal Norwich, and Peter Pan at the Palace Theatre Mansfield are all said to be very, very good according to The Stage, with Peter Pan in Mansfield getting 5 stars and the other 2 getting 4 stars. So if you're anywhere near Liverpool, Norwich or Mansfield, I would recommend going to your local panto because apparently they are very good. And another one that was on there was Cinderella at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Now, I want to talk about this for a little bit because I am, in fact, a Lincoln girl. I'm from Lincoln and I did a lot of youth theatre school shows at the Theatre Royal Lincoln. It's very sad because that theatre went downhill for a very long time and very quickly, unfortunately. It used to be this beautiful theatre that I remember walking into and it was just like magical. And we do also have the Drill Hall, which is literally across the road, which is another great theatre, but it's more of a hall rather than like a traditional theatre. So it was a real shame when it went downhill and was only really doing panto and then like throughout the rest of the year wasn't doing anything and the pantos were the same year after year. And turns out that the man who was running the theatre actually wasn't paying anyone and owed a lot of people money. So in the summer of this year, it was actually taken over by a new company and they had to put this panto together relatively quickly. They didn't have the full year to organise it. They had from sort of summertime and they've got Kerry Katona in as the big name and they put a lot of hard work and effort into it. And for it to be up there on the stage as one of the best pantos in the UK of 2016, I think is really good for Lincoln. And I'm so glad that the new Theatre Royal are bringing back the old Theatre Royal, ironically. And I'm glad that this is hopefully the end of a horrible era for Lincoln's Theatre Royal. So I'm now going to leave you with another song that is very panto friendly, and it is Whistle While You Work from Snow White.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune. It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace. And as you sweep the room, imagine that the groom is someone that you love, and soon you'll find you dancing to the tune. No. Put them in the tub. When hearts are high, the time will shine. So whistle while you work. Not under the rug.
Demon FM.
Yeah! Come on in! Come on! Fast, fast, fast! Come in! Come in quickly! Don't let anyone see you!
What's going on, Mr. Schmeebly?
You want to know what's going on? I will let you know what is going on, Little Miss Sunshine. How come none of you told me you could play music?
What difference does it make?
What difference? I thought you all were a bunch of little douchebags. But now I know that you're soul brothers and soul sisters. You, Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we?
Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
That's good. That's good.
Now let your shoulders relax. You don't want to be so stiff.
Your name?
Katie.
Katie!
Turn a cello this way, and it's practically like a bass. Pop the strings when you play, and watch how you shred my face.
Whoa, whoa, somebody find my face! She's shredding it off! Oh no, it's right here, it's right here.
Keep on rocking each note, grab it right by the throat. Keep the rhythm afloat, don't forget to emote. In the band.
Piano man?
Lawrence.
If you play the piano, you can play the keys.
I only play classical.
So just loosen it up and strut your expertise. Take a look at this music and let your mind expand.
Woo! Woo! Oh, yes!
Yeah! You're in the band.
Now, who is going to be my drummer?
I play percussion.
Yes.
Only because it's too stupid to play anything else.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Sit your butt at the Skins and try to whack out a beat.
That's good. That's good for my grandma, who's deaf.
Feel the groove in your pins that slowly turn up the heat.
Hey.
In the band, I need a couple of roadies. I need someone on tech who wants to be security.
I will.
Can I be the stylist?
Check.
Yes, it's just Weebly. I still don't have a job.
Well, how about being manager? Is that something you could swing? It means I'm putting you in charge of the whole damn thing. We've got our band.
Yes, Freddie, keep playing like that. Katie, look at me, come in on G. Yeah, just like that, exactly like that. Zach, my man, look at me, crunchy chords high up on G. Just like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. All right, Lawrence, take me. Yes! Ladies, look at me and do everything I do. Watch.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do,
do. Now repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the band.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
And I promise to give Mr. Schmeebly full command.
Was You're in the Band from School of Rock the Musical. Now, School of Rock is such a classic film, and I'm sure we all remember absolutely loving it. And the fact that it's been turned into a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber is just amazing. I love that. And it opened on Broadway and has transferred to the West End, and it's all going very well. It's getting good reviews and everyone's loving it. I thought it was interesting that recently Andrew Lloyd Webber has said in an interview that he is planning to allow schools to produce the musical School of Rock for free. So instead of having to pay ridiculous amounts for rights and for scripts and for scores and other necessary materials, they will in fact be getting to do it all for free. He's been quoted to say, "It's a no-brainer. School of Rock is about kids making music. Let's get on with it. You have to get music back into everybody's DNA again." Now, what a legend Andrew Lloyd Webber is. Like, I just think it's amazing that he can see that kids need the opportunity to be able to try things and to try music and musicals, which I think is really good because I know I did shows when I was younger and there were so many shows that we all really wanted to do, but no one could get the rights for them because they were still going, or no one could afford the rights for them because they were so expensive. So for him to make a show that kids can really get into and for free, I just think is incredible, and I think it's a very good move from everyone's favourite Andrew. So good for you, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Thank you very much for making it more accessible for kids to take part in theatre. And I'm going to play you another Lloyd Webber classic now, and it's Don't Cry For Me, Argentina from Evita.
It won't be easy, you'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe in me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen, I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. For fortune and as for fame, I never invited them in, though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they are not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you. Argentina. Thank you. you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Two Worlds by Phil Collins from the Tarzan soundtrack. And I'm going to talk a bit about Disney now, which anyone who knows me will not be surprised that there's some Disney in here because I am a mad Disney fan. But saying that, I've not yet been able to see Moana, but I have heard so much about it. So I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. I mean, first things first, it got 4 stars from both The Guardian and The Telegraph. And Moana is based on stories of Polynesian mythology. And it's like a journey of self-discovery. And I think it's great that the main character is a strong female Polynesian. And she's completely romance-free throughout the whole movie. And her main love is the ocean, I've heard. And I'm very intrigued to see this film because it just sounds like it has the workings of an incredible film. Apparently she doesn't want love because she's too focused on her future as the chief. The music in the film was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it features The Rock as a Polynesian demigod, I believe. And I've heard that he's very good as like the comic relief factor of the film. I've just heard so much good stuff about Moana. And it makes me happy because I just really enjoy Disney films. I think they're so good. And the fact that they're now moving forwards and they're getting, you know, ethnic minorities and different cultures and women who don't need no man in their films, it just makes me very happy to see, and I cannot wait to see Moana. And obviously with music by Lin-Manuel Miranda, we talked about him earlier when we were talking about the Hamilton mixtape. He is just a lyrical genius, so I'm very excited to see what he has come up with for this film. But yeah, so I'm very excited to see it, and for now I will leave you with a beautiful song, and it is How Far I'll Go from Moana.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water, no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows. How far I'll go, I know. Everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the
FM.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings.